So we're here at the Portable and New Media Expo, Ewan Spence for All About Symbian, and as usual, Nokia have carved away a little black, stylish, impressive corner for the N-Series range of phones, podcasts, and music applications as well. Joining me there from Nokia, Neil McDure. How are you doing, Neil?
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Ewan.
So what are you actually doing apart from music and podcasting? That's quite wide-ranging. Narrow down what your job is.
Well, my responsibility in Nokia is looking at product management for the music, part of the music experience on the on our high-end devices, our N-Series devices. And basically, that's my role right now, is looking at how we can create the best experience and a unified experience for music, for buying music, and for podcasting as well.
So obviously, we've had the recent announcement of Goldplay, where the plans for the music store were released, and at the same time, the slightly tighter integration of the podcasting application into the music application on the newer N95-3 and the N81 devices have been announced. What's the reaction been since the announcement of Goldplay, since the plans are now available to the public?
Yeah, I think the feedback that I've seen so far has been very positive. We're obviously being seen now that we're creating an experiences that bring what we had in the past as various applications into one area under one menu in one location. So as a person who loves music, you can go into our devices and find your music that you want to play, your podcast that you want to play, and there's radio in that one place as well. So we're trying to unify the experience. And that's a long-term vision that we have. The concept of the multimedia menu was presented at the expo as well, at the GoPlay event. And that talks about how we can improve the overall experience for the masses. So really allowing more users to get access to podcasting, try and remove some of the technicalities of it as well.
What's been the most surprising bit of feedback that you've got?
Well, that's a good question, actually. I obviously everyone's asking us how do we differentiate from what we're doing? How do we differentiate the offering from
what inside the Nokia range, or when compared to other phones out there?
Compared to other phones and other manufacturers, and obviously Apple's mentioned in that. But our philosophy here is that we're offering an end-to-end experience. We're offering all parts of the triangle. From a music service perspective, we offer the music service. We're coming out with a PC solution, and we'll have the devices, and we have the massive devices. And that's really, I think, our power play in this, is that we do have a lot of devices, and we're targeting user-friendly devices as well. So that's the area that I think we're looking at, expanding into and building up our expertise in that area, I guess.
So we're going to look at things like the new devices and the later podcasts and features on All About Symbian. One question that struck me about the music store is Apple's iTunes is always traditionally run at not a massive profit. It's always been an added feature that helps sell the iPod. Is that the case for Nokia's music store? Is it planned to run deliberately at a massive profit, or you're happy for it to run as an added service? How does the philosophy of that fit in?
Well, that's a good question. I couldn't answer those business questions. I am not even privy to them myself. But I think if you look at where Nokia is heading, we've announced that we're seriously getting into software services. That's going to be a separate business aspect for us. So it is a business play. It is a business play. But at the same time, We're a device company, so it's a complementary service, I would say, that we're offering, that we're moving into, with maps, with music, with Engage and games as well.
I mean, we'll stay with the music, because the Engage, we had an interview with Scott Foe coming up last, so we've dealt with that one quite extensively previously. But in terms of things like, I mean, the music store is very much it's a flat fee. It appears to be a flat fee from the screenshots we've seen. It appears to be nothing stunningly different to any of the other stores that are out there. I suppose the only thing to point out, would be Amazon's new DRM-free store, whereas your store's running off the Windows Media 10 security layer. Do you see Windows DRM being an integral part, or do you think that this gradual opening up of music is something that Nokia will lead or follow?
I think what Amazon's doing is obviously is a different approach. I think wherever the labels are going, I think we'll be heading in that direction as well. So labels are driving a lot of the aspects of DRM, DRM-free.
And the time scales, we've been told Europe by the end of the year, which is GoPlay. Are we any further forward having something a little bit more concrete for the music.
I think those plans are still on target right now. So
what about the American and Asian markets?
I'm not sure at the exact dates, actually. I don't know where
we're looking
dates.
Into early 2008, mid, late.
Probably.
Can you commit yourself down to even saying at some point?
No, I don't know the exact dates myself, actually. But obviously, we want to roll out the service as soon as we can, but we want to make sure the quality of the service is there at the same time. And I think more importantly, it's not a matter of just rolling it out. We want to make sure when we roll it out to a new country, we've got very good, high quality, localized content. And that's the differentiation that we want to bring to the table as well, making sure it is very localized for each country, each region.
Yeah. So we've got a lot of bands here. We have a concert later on this evening with a lot of the independent bands who use the sort of podcasting sphere to promote themselves, who just have their website, who are not with the major labels. They can get into stores, things like CD Baby, for example, quite easily. Can they get into the Nokia Music Store as well?
The way it works, and my understanding of how it works with Nokia Music Service, is they've got to be associated with a label. So it could be a smaller label, but as long as they're associated with a label, that's the current approach right now. So I think that's the current barrier to that entry point. Obviously, from the podcasting perspective, providing it's legal content, we can publish that content on our podcasts as well.
The podcast client's now evolving. It's being driven, it's being pulled more into the whole music player experience, certainly in the newer devices like the 81.
Yeah. And I think that's one thing that I would like to see is that we're trying to bring these experiences together. So podcasters who love music, they can go to one place, they can consume their music, they can try new music podcasts out, and if they want to purchase new music, they can purchase it over the air directly to their device, or they can go onto their PC and purchase it down and sideload it that way. So
there we go. A lot of information to take in there. Where's the main place that they can, where people can find out more? Because none of these services are fully out there yet. How are they going to know when it's ready to go?
Yeah, I will direct everyone to the Nokia website, and
it's a big website.
We also have a dedicated podcasting URL where we look at feedback, blogs. We have blogs there. We have latest information. And I would encourage anyone who's using our application to go there and let us know how you enjoy it. If you enjoy it, give us some feedback, because we're always looking at getting that feedback and improving our experiences.
Great. So. Neil Fan, obviously, of course, Neil, all about Simeon. We'll cover those changes as you go through. But for now, thanks very much for your time.
Okay. Thanks, Sue.
You've been listening to the All About Symbian podcast, www.allaboutsymbian.com. Copyright 2007.